Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for September 15th from Isaiah, the 19th chapter. History repeats itself. Egypt has been subject to severe periodic droughts throughout its long and storied history to this very day. Here, Isaiah prophesied that an especially nasty drought, the Nile drying up, was on the way in conjunction with a marauding army out of Assyria, a double whammy. Droughts and famine had already intertwined the lives of Egypt and Israel. Remember how they first came together? God gave Pharaoh some dreams that only one man could interpret, Joseph, who told Pharaoh not only what he dreamed, but what his dreams meant. Pharaoh's dreams foretold the coming of 7 years of unparalleled abundance, followed by 7 years of unparalleled drought. The implication was clear then. Get ready for both. God used the young Hebrew slave Joseph to save a whole region, including his entire family, by elevating Joseph as a second only to Pharaoh in power and authority. Egypt's history was dramatically altered by the subsequent abundance and famine. Just like in Joseph's day, the wise men of Egypt were failing their king because they had no wisdom. All their slavish devotion to the many gods of Egypt gave them nothing, nor did they have any control over the unfolding events. Despite their frantic worship of the gods and divining of portents through their mediums and spiritists, what God decreed was to happen was unstoppable. Isaiah 19:12. Isaiah was spot-on accurate in his prophecy about this time in Egyptian history, by the way. And that was just for a short-term disaster. Yet look at the promises of chapter 20, verses 18 to 25. Egypt is elevated to equality with Israel. Wow! Assyria, the scourge of the entire Middle East in Isaiah's day, is co-equal with Egypt and Israel in some distant future when all will be gathered into the family of God Himself. The principle is this. If what was prophesied regarding disaster was true to its smallest detail, Isaiah's word was, then the prophecy of utter and confounding blessing will also be true to its smallest detail. Won't it be utterly amazing when the Prince of Peace takes up his throne on earth? Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.